Johnny Londoff Chevrolet presents The Line Change.
He doesn't know what he's talking about.
No, what he's doing is showing us all that he doesn't have a functioning brain.
With radio veteran Eric Messersmith.
I guess the question with this move, guys, is this what the Cardinals need, and did they pay too much?
Former Missouri receiver T.J. Moe.
T.J. Moe to the 30, to the 20, to the 10, to the house.
Former Blues enforcer Cam Jansen.
Oh, that break connected by Jansen. Oh, you kidding?
Inside STL.com reporter Hannah Yates.
It's not that he doesn't want to be an enforcer on the ice and play that role, but the NHL is just physically changing in that manner.
And online columnist turned producer Matt Whitener.
You're in a division with the best team in baseball. No matter how much people like that or don't like to hear it, the Cubs are setting the trend of how the game goes right now.
The Johnny Londoff Chevrolet Line Change on 590 The Fan, 105.7 HD2 FM, and InsideSTL.com.
What's up, St. Louis? Good Monday to you. Thanks for hanging out with us today here on The Line Change, driven by Johnny Londoff Chevrolet. Eric Camp, TJ, Matt Hanna, and Matt Rocchio in studio with you. The Ryan Kelly phone line number is 855-282-8255. It's also our text line, 855-282-TALK. You can tweet at us at Line Change STL. Hanna, welcome back. You missed us a lot, didn't you?
She partay.
Missed you guys so much.
I heard there were some wild times down there, huh?
Yeah, it wasn't that wild. We were only there a couple of days, but it was fun.
Lots What'd of pictures. You do? Lots of pictures.
I need to know details.
We went boating. We went to the pool. We went to the beach.
And she's lighter than I am. There was no sun.
Yeah, I think I lost tan down there. It's not that warm yet.
I thought she was going to come back looking like Maddie. Didn't happen.
Did you have a heavy SPF going on?
Nice beard.
I always wear... Always wear a lot of sunscreen. Don't want those wrinkles down the road.
So did anybody invite you onto their boat or anything? Seriously, though.
No, I don't know what you're talking
about.
As a girl,
and you have your friends down there, you look for the guys with the badass boats, and you go kind of creep around them and see if they invite you on there, and then you drink all their booze, and you
Are you
leave
sure
afterwards.
Nobody invited you on a boat?
No, were you on a boat?
I went on a boat.
With who? And whose boat was it? Yeah.
And
what
the boat
Why
look
is this
like?
Happening?
What did the boat look like?
We're getting to Rock next. You first.
We're starting with you.
No, we went to a place called Tootsie's, which if you guys are familiar with
Hell
that,
yeah,
it's
girl.
Famous in Nashville, but they have the second one in Panama City, so it was live country music. We went there, my friends met some friends, and we all went on a boat. We went on their boat, and they
you were right,
Cam.
Oh
am
my
right.
God.
Of course I am. But what did the boat look like?
I don't know. It was like
you don't know. Listen, that's Cam, the first thing you're looking at.
Stop comparing everything to that 186
foot yacht. I'm not comparing it to
you are.
It's not comparable to that.
No, of course it's not. And I didn't bring that up, TJ.
I'm not a boat expert.
But my point is, was it a cool boat? Like that's my whole point is this: if I was a girl and I was down there, that's exactly what I would do. I would look and see who had the baddest ass boat. I'd go creep around, flirt with him for a little bit, have him invite me on there, steal all his booze, and then get out of there.
You as a girl is a scary thing.
Who knows else would I have done?
Terrifying thing.
Why do you think I'm not having kids?
Nope, not like that. Okay. You and I are very different, but that is...
Oh, so you didn't think that way? Oh,
no.
Okay.
Were these guys hot, Hannah, on this boat?
See, that's a dumb question.
Conversation
see,
happened.
My question was legit.
That was a homosexual, I'll admit it.
That was a bad question. But what we can do is move on to Rockio's
Tinder
weekend.
And in case you missed the show Friday, Rock had a date Friday night from Tinder, and so we were very interested to find out what
And I texted him, and he ignored me completely.
Wow. I don't blame him. Look, Rock,
you don't have my number right, TJ.
Rock, give me step-by-step details I want to know right now. Go.
Well, he took her out to dinner at Chili's, right?
It was not Chili's.
You took Chili's is actually one of my
took
favorite
her to
spots.
Chili's?
Two for 20.
I did not take her to Chili's, no.
I would be happy for that.
Two
date.
For 20.
I'm asking a question here.
We went to a Mexican restaurant.
Okay, you went to then what?
El Magway.
So was she cool? Wait, time out. Was she cool?
It was fine.
Was she personable?
It was fine. It was nothing special.
Like, were you trying to think of things to like
conversation? The conversation was fine. We got along well.
Was it one of those where you're trying to ask her questions and the questions start getting stupid? Like, what's your favorite color kind of thing?
No, see, I never go. No. Surprising to everyone here.
Thank God.
I don't run out of things to talk
do
about.
Do you ever agree with everything she says? Like, sometimes I'd be like, hey, you know. Who
does
not like
cause
this
problems?
Movie? No, yeah. Well, neither do I. Do you like this movie?
You did
yeah,
that?
Yeah, so do I. Of course.
I don't want someone who agrees
with me. I feigned a much stronger fan of country music than I actually have.
Did you take
attaboy.
Her to see
attaboy.
Did you take her to see Beauty and the Beast?
I did not.
That would have been the play, I think.
I heard it's pretty good.
Do you do the thing where you ask her like life story in 2 minutes so you can like grab onto a few things? That'd be easy to ask
questions. No, just don't listen to TJ on this.
But that's an easy one. Now she tells you 10 things like you can all ask questions about.
I don't like when I get asked that question. So
if
your life story is boring, I can see why you wouldn't want to be asked that question.
Even if it's not boring, I'd hate to answer that.
Well, here's what happens. Instead, you have to just guess and see what they like. Instead of them telling you what's happening, you may have some connection. You can find out real quick.
You're like an ESPN radio.
TJ, come.
Don't go there.
TJ comes in with a list of prepared questions on a
date.
Yeah, I don't do that.
First of all, I don't prepare for radio, so you think I prepare for a date? Get out of here. This is my job. I get paid for this. What do you mean?
Rock, sorta. So here's the important question. How did the evening end?
Oh, it was kind of went the other way. Went opposite ways.
Did she ask you to come up with a cup of coffee?
Went opposite ways.
Oh, okay.
Did you delete
her
number?
They didn't end up together because he's a gentleman, Eric. That's what gentlemen do.
Oh, well, whatever with that. But look, did she say something like, hey, you want to come upstairs for a cup of coffee? And did you say something like, no, I don't drink coffee this late? Keeps me
well,
up.
No. The issue with that is you're talking. I mean, I'm not George Costanza. Cam likes that. I actually got that appreciation. The problem is with Tinder is usually you're never picking the girl up at her house because it's Tinder. It's the first time you guys are meeting in person. So you usually meet at the restaurant and you meet
reasonably
at the place.
So.
You didn't pick her up?
It's a Tinder date. Usually the girl doesn't want to just ride in the car.
I don't blame her.
The first time she's meeting
you.
Especially with Rock. I mean, come on.
In case it goes terribly because you guys haven't
met. Yeah.
See, that's different.
Was this a blind?
I haven't utilized Tinder.
Complete blind date?
No, I mean, we met on Tinder, so I mean.
Yeah, so it was, though. But you never seen her. Okay, but you just saw a picture. Okay, here's my question.
You saw the three best pictures she's ever taken in her life.
Let me ask it.
Did I find her on Facebook anyhow to make sure she was a real person? Yes, I did.
Okay, and here's another question. Did her pictures.
She did not catfish me, no.
Okay, so she looked normal compared to her pictures.
Okay, can I ask a question? How long does one talk to someone on Tinder or an app before they get to go on a date?
That's a good question.
What are the requirements for that?
Hi, everybody.
Hey, Maddie.
You shoot your shot as soon as you possibly can.
Really?
You don't sit around.
Why?
Good, because I've been doing that. What? Yeah,
no, why would
why?
You? Why would you sit and
wouldn't you
want to
see if she's normal first?
No. The only way I can see if you're normal
you don't got
is
time.
If I actually interact with
Bingo.
You. I can't figure it out via text. And
oh, you can tell if someone's normal on text. Let me tell you.
You can't tell if they're normal, but you can tell they're abnormal.
No, Hannah, everybody would think you're crazy if they just texted you. You're a terrible texter.
I am.
That's nothing
or
like
a
you.
Boy. Because I just don't show emotion.
And Cam like seems like he's like an infant when he texts. You have no idea.
Oh, I am.
Yeah.
I'm a straight.
That's what I'm saying. You get
girls don't take me
serious at all.
Yeah. I'm the worst everything. Let's just put it that way.
Like I can have like legitimate dialogue with Maddie. It's like we're talking in person over text. You two, you would never stand a chance on a date. You have to meet up right away.
No, but I did stand a chance.
Me and TJ are by far the most Tinder compatible people on this show.
Absolutely, we are.
Without a doubt. It's not even close.
I would say Grindr, but Tinder is fine too. Well,
Grindr.
Black people meet. Black people meet would be more precise.
But no.
I think we matched on that.
But honestly, here's a legit question for you two. Christian Mingle, is that out of the picture?
Absolutely.
Why though, TJ? Why though?
TJ doesn't want to date somebody like himself.
Let him answer the question. Eric, thank you.
Here's my general. Here's an issue in life, right? When you go to church, you find like the Christian girls that are too goody-good and they're not any fun.
That's true.
Are you saying me?
No, I wouldn't say.
But then you go out to the bar and you find the crazy girl. So finding that happy medium where like you can
Or the newborn.
You can find a Christian.
Or born again.
The new.
That's an easy mistake to make, though.
You want to avoid the newborns.
Those newborns.
No, I'm didn't. What my point is, just because you're a Christian doesn't mean you have to like spend 3 days. You know, it's like John Cal probably goes to mass every single day.
Yeah.
And you have like the
really
yeah like they were at, he was on college or whatever TNT I think that whatever show with Barkley and he said are you guys gonna somebody asked him if he was gonna stay and watch the game at 5 o'clock. He said no, I got mass, but I'll catch it on tape later every single day.
Oh damn.
Yeah, so even Calipari in the tournament is skipping to watch another tournament
but why?
Game to go
does
to
he would he go
he's
to
just
hell?
A devout Catholic and I don't know what his beliefs are.
Do you think he would is that a possibility that he would if he did miss that he'd think that that's a big sin and he'd have to like
I'm sure he like what if your game's at 5 right you're going to maybe you just go in the morning. I don't know what his beliefs are. I have no idea and I'm not Catholic so I can't speak to that. But in general like when you have sometimes the girls that are so goody good and so they're not
they're
any
crazy.
Fun. You can't even like you can go out. It's okay if you say a swear word. I promise you'll be fine.
Yeah, that's way there's some big
cussing isn't attractive all the time.
Ooh,
no, I'm with you. My point is like when you're so straight arrow that we can't have any fun that's
you really think so, Hannah? Damn it.
I'm not a super fan of if a girl comes out really vulgar, I'm not a fan of
that. Still, though, you still want your significant other, you want them to be a Christian, though. So you guys have faith, bound in faith. So why the hell wouldn't you look up Christian Mingle and find some chick on there that thinks
just
like you? Yeah, but there's still enough. You're better off finding one on Christian Mingle than going to the bar. Where the hell? Just think about it, man.
You can go different places.
There's bound to be some cool ones.
You're acting like there's only two places.
You know what? I'm
going to
get on Christian Mingle, and I'm going to find this out for you.
I think that you would be very successful.
I've not met a single person who met their significant other on Christian Mingle. Not one.
Really?
Neither have I, but you could be the first. Actually, we could use them. You could be the guinea pig. They could be our sponsor.
Okay, after this segment, no chance.
Yeah, probably not.
I think eHarmony is the way to go if you're looking for a long-term commitment.
I've heard Match is my uncle met his wife, who's awesome. Mm-hmm.
I would do that if I was single. I think that's, you know, I would try it out and see how
that honestly that's like Bumble is just our age of that, honestly, really. Like you just meet people and you don't necessarily know their beliefs or whatever, but it's the initial attraction. You go meet up with them and it's not like something you invest a lot of time. You just go check it out one time. Like,
well, here's the thing about Bumble though. I've heard that's the thing where the girl has to start the conversation.
Yeah, it's like the Sadie Hawkins dance.
It's literally the reverse of real life.
Yes.
Where girls sit around and wait for guys to come up and talk to them.
But honestly, girls, like, have you experienced that? Like, I've been on Bumble and what their first initial thing is like, hey. And it's your job to start the conversation.
Of course.
Like,
yeah, but you want them to drive it? No, you drive the conversation.
But the
obviously.
Hotter girls are on Bumble.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Because they can filter.
Now, when you're on Bumble, though, would you?
Exactly.
Would you fail at Bumble?
That's actually, I get that. Mm-hmm. I understand that, Eric.
Because they just don't want, but now you have to match with them anyway. I just think girls just like a little bit more control. The Bumble thing makes you feel like they're a little bit more control when they're already vulnerable and exposed to some degree.
But now, would you, if it was me, if I was on this, I'd want to tell a chick on Bumble or Christian Mingle or whatever the hell it is, I'd be like, look, bring a bunch of your friends and I'll bring a bunch of my buddies and we'll meet up instead of doing the one-on-one crap. Be like, hey, just meet us
here.
Yeah,
you mentioned that in the past.
Yeah, and then we all meet up, and if you don't like the one that you met up with, then her friend's probably pretty hot, too.
That sort of thing does happen. What you say is, what are you up to
this
weekend?
You're not connected to her. You just met her online.
Wait, you just proposed having a draft.
Well, yeah. Then, but then it's more comfortable. Then you got five guys, they got five girls, and then it's not like, oh, hi, one-on-one, what's your favorite color?
It depends on where you're going. Like I've met up with one girl who was a little bit wild and crazy, but we had a fun night, and that was all.
Is that the one you drove around the cul-de-sac once and then made get out?
Different girl.
Wow. Why, was she trying to make out with you or something?
No. Anyway.
Okay. Well, she didn't. You can't just leave that out of the picture. Now I want to know.
I didn't bring it up. Hannah did.
Now I want to know. What happened?
I'm kidding.
What happened?
I'm kidding.
She made
what
that
was
up.
She trying to do to you?
I'm kidding.
She did not make that up.
No, she didn't. I see in your eyes. You don't lie.
Come on, TJ. Come clean.
Well, you shouldn't lie.
Who lied?
I lied.
One of you two lied. That's weird.
No, there was too much of an exchange.
We're the ones that are supposed to lie around here.
And you do, frequently.
I fib.
I lie, he fibs.
Okay, all right.
Before we move on from this topic, Rock, is there going to be a second date with a Tinder girl? He's shaking his head.
Oh, yeah.
No.
He's saying Rocco.
No.
Rock, can he have the microphone?
She's listening.
She is. I talked to her before I got in here. She wants to know what the deal is for next
I said
time.
No. I didn't say that was completely my choice.
Oh.
Y'all suck.
Oh,
sorry, bud.
I also didn't say it was her choice.
Well, how do you know? How do you know she's not going
to? I'm just trying to make sure. I'm just trying to cover Hannah's base if she might be listening.
Don't change the subject. So,
attaboy.
You don't think you're going on a second date with her?
No, probably not.
Were you not as attracted to her? What part of it didn't you like?
I mean, we had a fine time. I don't think either.
Wrong hair color.
A fine time is not a good time.
Sometimes there's just no spark.
Yeah, exactly that. We got along. The conversation was fine.
Was the atmosphere right, though?
Neither of us catfished the other one. But again, it was just nothing really sparked.
Rock, can I see your pics? The ones you put up on Tinder? I'll
Please.
Let you know if
Actually,
you catfish
yes.
her or not.
Sure. Oh, jeez.
I'm just saying.
TJ, don't give him the pictures. Look, Rock, give me the pictures. Damn. I'll tell you.
Normally what happens is for guys, like that, it connects to your Facebook, and it uploads the last five pictures. Girls pick the three, because they don't have five, they pick the three best pictures they've ever taken in their life, and they put them on Tinder.
You just
gotta
look at
the
date on it.
The guys, I don't even know what pictures were up on mine. It was just the last five
this
pictures
point,
on Facebook.
I feel bad at this point, because I don't think there's been a new picture of me on Facebook in like a year, though.
You have better hair now than you did.
You gotta change
though.
That, man.
You gotta change your...
Year ago is when I figured it out.
You gotta change your Twitter
I think I should be
avatar.
In charge of helping you pick pictures.
That's a good idea.
That's a great idea.
I'm going to have Hannah run my Bumble.
She's running all her stuff now.
While we're on that, don't help other girls. I've never met a girl who could set me up with another girl and be accurate about how cute she was.
Oh, no. It's like
girls are so
him.
Bad at identifying
because
how pretty
we look
other girls
at
are.
A girl's personality.
Yeah, it's terrible. Well, don't tell me about personality.
They'll
right?
never introduce you to somebody hotter than them either. they don't want to get one up.
She's like, so many girls are like, she's so cute, and I'm like, she's like a 5.5. Why?
But she's a good person.
But she's so
she's
kind.
Sweet, though.
I think
every
you guys
sweet.
Would do great together.
I'm like, but she's a 5.
Now I look like an ass walking away from this.
You guys are so shallow.
Are you gonna?
You guys all look shallow.
Are you gonna bring a
true or not? Though true or false?
That you guys do are that. Shallow? True.
Besides, yeah, that's true. But the other part.
I don't know.
Girls are TJ's so bad shallow. At identifying. I am. They girls are so bad at identifying the,
that's true.
The attraction of the other girls.
I'm not shallow at all. I look for the depth.
I would love to see the type of guys you guys would try to set me up with then.
Oh, I already got them in my back pocket. Look, I told you this. I'm hooking you up with all kinds of dudes.
Have you guys
summer.
Ever That's seen Shallow Hal?
Yes.
That movie.
The
You're
last
him.
Person I would
trust. I wouldn't send it. I'd beat him up first and then be like, now, if you act wrong, I'm going to come and beat you up again
exactly.
after the date.
What do you? I got control of this. No, oh, they're going to treat you
Shallow
great.
Hal, everybody makes fun of that guy, and I'm like, oh, he's right on.
Oh, yeah.
What do you mean? That's exactly how every guy
George
operates.
George Costanza?
What movie is that? What does he?
Yeah,
what,
he was in it.
Can he not tell a lie?
Well, Jason Alexander was the one that was really shallow in that movie, Shallow Hal. Right? Am I wrong?
I think
that?
It's Jack
Thank
Black.
Yeah. Yeah, I know Jack Black, but he was actually pretty legit. But his friend Jason Alexander was the one that was really shallow and was like mixing different models together and saying that that's the girl that he wants.
Oh, I don't remember that part. I just remember Jack Black thinking,
Make
like, this is
more.
Totally fine. They What's he doing wrong? And everybody makes fun of him.
They put Jack Black and Jason Alexander in a movie together?
About women.
Like,
about
like,
women, yeah.
It
no.
seems like the exact same cast to put together.
On the text line, the hipster of Tower Grove South says, TJ just asks for her life story in 2 minutes to somehow get to his football career. could totally see that.
Don't bury
Check
the lead.
These highlights out. Check these highlights. Hey, we've all done that.
That's a great story, but let me tell you about the Mo Miracle.
You know what, though? So I dated a girl in college, or was going to, and go out on a date with her, and we went over into her dorm. And she got on her computer and clicked on Google, and the last thing she had Google was my name. So you know they're already checking up on you. First
well,
of all.
Yeah, hell yeah.
So it's not like I have to, you know, check out
yeah,
my
Yeah, but you're still
what
like, no, you're missing this. Here, let me show you this one.
I'd be like, but my best play was actually, yeah,
look
it didn't
Yahoo.
Make the highlights.
Yahoo's got more highlights uh-huh. than me.
6-1 grade on the text line says Calipari goes to mass every day because he has to go to confession daily.
Mm-hmm. I get that.
Probably some truth in that.
I get that.
855-282-8255. Speaking of Calipari, how are your brackets doing, guys? I think Maddie is still in the lead among the VIPs of the station.
I'm sorry.
No,
there have been
Jim
some,
Hayes
oh, I'm
is
sorry,
at
Jim. I'm
There's
sorry,
been boring, Kat. Boring games.
It has.
I watched all day yesterday. That Michigan game was great. That big white boy dominated at the end. They were down for a little bit there. I don't know. Number 13 on Michigan looked really good. But then all the other games were just uneventful.
The Wichita State Kentucky game
was
pretty good.
Yeah. I didn't like
couple
that.
Couple blocks late.
Yeah, but it wasn't that close at the end.
What's frustrating
There's a lot
is
of action
we
Wichita
like
State.
We like buzzer beaters. We don't like blocks.
I know.
At the end.
Unless,
that's why.
Unless it's unbelievable.
Somebody explain this to me. How is it that we know Greg Marshall is probably the best coach, a top five coach in all of college basketball, and he can't come up with a set play at the end of a game when you need a three? He's going to dribble Man. Around for 20 seconds to get your shot blocked, two possessions in a row?
Yeah.
How do you not have, like in football, you have a go-to play, and everybody in the whole stadium knows it's coming, and they can't stop it because that's your bread and butter. How does basketball not have this?
A lot of times, a lot of times it breaks down, especially with younger players. Like they may
did
have
you
tried
watch
to
the
run
play?
Screen.
They,
yeah.
they ran nothing.
Did they run anything at
they
all?
They ran. In fact, so much so that there was a guy standing next to him, so that guy's defender blocked his shot.
Yes, yeah. They both went up at the yes. same time, and he faked it, and the guy came up, and then the other guy standing right next to
exactly.
him blocked
They're
the game.
No
over.
Further than you and me. They're 4 feet apart.
I'm like, damn.
And I'm like, you're the best. You're Uneventful. Saying you're the best. You're getting paid $3 million from Wichita State. Your AD's making like $200K.
I sat there and I watched those games all damn day, and I was just like, oh my God, this is painful.
Well, I think in the tournament, it hasn't had a signature moment. Like, there's no
yet.
Buzzer beaters, no overtime
I'm
games.
Trying, man. And I'm trying to get into it. Damn.
The top four seeds in each region are 28-4. 12 of them are in the Sweet 16. So there haven't been the dramatic upsets. There haven't been the buzzer beaters. And it's been, all in all, kind of a boring tournament, I think.
It has.
Wait, it depends. Do you watch the tournament to watch lower seeds win?
In the first couple rounds, I think you do.
I watch it for
I don't. I want to see the best teams that can possibly advance so I can see better games later. I don't really care.
We like that in general, but we want them to go to the Sweet 16. Like early on, the ratings are good when you have a lot of buzzer beaters in games like that. But then later on, the ratings show what you're saying, Maddie, in the Elite Eight and Final Four, when you see the best yes. teams. In the Sweet 16, though, we won a bunch of underdogs.
If we got to the Final Four and it was like a 10 versus a 12 and then an 8.
Well, that's why the George Mason ratings were terrible.
Yeah, it was terrible because then eventually the law of averages all come around and you don't care. You want to see guys that you're going to watch in the NBA
that's
eventually.
True.
You want to see the fun teams that are actually good at playing as good as you can be at playing basketball in college these days.
Well, and there should be really good matchups now. Like UCLA, Kentucky is going to be great. So, I mean,
that'll
than
be
Duke,
interesting.
Who blew up my bracket because I picked the one at all. The Blue Bloods have mostly gotten through.
Do you think UCLA will beat Kentucky with their lack of defense and just straight offense?
Whoa.
You like that?
Nice. Wow. Yeah. Okay. Like
I've been watching, man.
They got this guy named Lonzo Ball.
Yeah, I know. Yeah.
That is the best player in the country.
Yes, I know about him.
But I still think Jason Tatum may sneak up and actually get that number one pick.
By the way, yeah. Jason Tatum looked
like a hot guy right now.
Last night.
And he's a good player.
Was not good.
What's that?
Markel Fultz.
Yeah.
Washington.
Mm-hmm.
He's something else.
Hannah, go ahead. You're looking at the standings right now.
Oh, I would just like to clarify that I'm in first place out of all of you.
I don't believe you.
Wow. What do the numbers look like?
Out of the VIP standings, I'm in 14th, and the only person above me is Jim Hayes, who's third.
He doesn't count.
Maddie is 36th, Eric is 28th, TJ is 258th, and Cam is 286th.
I'm killing you, bro. Wow. Killing
Maddie,
you, bro.
You suck.
Hey, we went. you rode the shocker too far. Now you got shocked.
I know. They shocked me.
I
right
had them
back
in the final
they?
Four,
Those
too,
bastards.
Though.
You had the shocker in the final four?
And Duke winning it all.
Oh, yeah. They
and
shocked
I think Villanova
me good.
Was in there. It was not a good weekend for me.
If you want to go to 590, our website, InsideSTL.com, if you were in the 590 bracket challenge, it's brought to you by Bud Light. Bud Light, you're not just drinking beers, you're building friendships. And Greg Marshall, speaking of things he had trouble with, his wife had some trouble as well.
Oh,
Lynn Marshall was pretty belligerent on the sideline. She was yelling at players. There was a video posted on Twitter by a reporter from Kentucky Sports Radio. The NCAA officials found him, made him delete it in front of them, which made the story, of course, bigger. And then eventually, she later in the game was asked to leave.
Get control of your girl.
What?
Get control of your girl.
During, while you're
yeah,
coaching the game?
What could he have done then?
Yeah, yeah. While you're That happens before the game starts. Knowing she's going to do that. This isn't the first time she's ever gotten drunk and yelled and did that crap and embarrassed you, I'm sure. That's not the first time she did that. So you know she's going to do that. Get control of her before the damn game. That's unacceptable. I'm sorry.
I agree with that when you're I think it's a different world when you're talking to your wife.
No, it's not. It's actually that's makes it even more. Like
no,
she's
I agree
your wife.
With you.
You control that.
I'm just saying I'm not so sure that's how it works out all the time.
Yeah, but that's how it should work out when you're the head coach wording. And your wife is yelling explicit language at the other team, the other coach.
Oh, I heard
other,
it all.
That's insane.
And you're getting riled up and I'm agreeing with you.
That's
I'm telling
insane.
You it obviously hasn't happened. I'm sure he's
then that's
he's
his
addressed
fault.
This.
Get
Absolutely.
Control of it.
This is the dynamics Good of YouTube's Lord. Relationship, basically.
Cam yells about stuff we agree about. Yes. That's
no, but
how
you
this
said
works.
This might be tough. No, it's not tough.
That is tough because it's still happening.
Yeah, exactly.
Well,
so
it's,
that's
so
why
it's
I'm
pretty
mad
tough,
about
huh?
it.
What does he do?
No, I don't think it is tough. I think he's just going. Not doing it. He's just not doing it. He's
First of all, you're not
going to
know because he's a dead
right,
man walking if he ever addresses that in public. Good luck. But
in
if he,
public?
I'm saying if he's going to get asked about it. Good luck throwing your wife under the bus.
No,
you're not doing
no,
that.
You do it
so you're never going to know.
I'm not talking about publicly. No. This is at home. Like, honey, you're not going to the game tonight.
Mm-mm.
Honey, you're not drinking tonight. Honey, in fact, you're staying home tonight, and you're going to watch it. You can yell at the TV. I know that sounds horrible to say.
It does
you're
not
probably,
sound great.
I know, you're probably right. And then she'll tell me to go F myself. And I'm like, yeah, go to the game.
And then
okay,
you'll get a divorce, and you won't have a wife anymore. Right.
Well, let's not get too carried away with that, but she should listen to you when you're like, hey, you're
100% agree. Without a doubt. I've maintained this about Tom Brady's dad and
Lonzo Ball.
I yelled
at my dad
Ball.
A couple times.
Absolutely. And I think family members, whenever you're embarrassing the person that's actually the star, bad idea. I'm just saying it's a little bit tougher with your wife than it is with your dad. For sure.
No doubt. But it still needs to happen one way or the other. I know I'm acting like a tough guy right now. Get control of your wife. But still, dude, you have a sit down with her and be like, hey, honey, it's a big deal. You
it happens
are
on both sides.
Embarrassing.
I'm sure.
Yeah, of course it does. Yep.
Imagine
of course
going out
does.
To the bar and your boyfriend's drunk as doofus at the bar. And
of course.
Embarrassing.
I do it all the time. Kate has
your problem
to
is when
hair.
It's national attention. That's
also,
the problem.
It was me
like
on
if
Saturday.
If there you go.
What I'm saying is that it shouldn't have been a thing.
Exactly.
Yes.
That's what I'm
like,
saying.
Like imagine if Serena's husband was just going nuts.
Oh, my God.
F-bombing
oh, no,
the
she's
other
really going to take control of that.
Yeah, first of all, she would just
be honest
his. Well, and, you know, I was thinking if they would have removed her during the game, there goes all his concentration. Just imagine.
Don't think he wasn't listening to her whole day. His concentration. Level
and I couldn't
plummeted.
See from that video where she was sitting. Now, I don't know how close that was.
Close she enough. Was very close.
Was it
close
to enough. His bench or the opposite side?
She was right behind press row because the picture a lot of times you see a lot
Either
of
Either way,
press
you're still looking at it
Eric,
all the
though,
time.
You mentioned that the NCAA officials made him delete the video. That's because you can't post videos. Anybody on press row, they try to take pictures of the crowd and videos of that, and you can't.
Really?
That's a rule. That is the rule.
Okay.
Now,
well,
they blew that up.
The problem,
good.
Yes. The problem is when they addressed it, they brought up that it was actually hurt. Don't do that.
Yeah.
There's no reason to say this is hurt. If that's your rule, that's your rule. Say, hey, no videos, period. You can't do it on press row. You can post it afterwards, whatever. While you're in here, you can't do any of that. That's actually the rule, and that's fine. But don't now go blame it and say, that's the 80s wife. You can't make her look bad. Don't do that.
Yeah, because according to him, he said, quote, somebody said to him, it made her upset.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And that was the reason they used to tell him to delete it. On the text line, 314 says, Cam is saying, keep your pimp hand strong.
Mm-hmm.
Damn, I think that's pretty much what he is.
He said, I didn't say that. He said it on the text line.
Eric's divorce lawyer is weighing in. He says, did TJ play songs when he has a date in the car? Or does he just have Tiger Mike Kelly record a CD of his greatest catches to play for the day?
my greatest catches. TJ Moe with a three-yard game.
And the Tiger and the Tigers now have second and seven.
He has our intro clip just repeat over and over and over.
My best of is one
that
track.
One clip.
15th catch on the day for Mo. He's got 32 yards.
That's great.
New NCAA record for lowest yards per attempt.
I could see you doing that.
And we wonder why TJ's still single.
There's many reasons.
As far as you know.
As far as I know.
I'm just kidding.
855-282-8282.
You're hiding it pretty good.
8255 on the text line, 855-282-TALK. Derek Gould is going to join us coming up at 5:05 with the Cardinals playing. This is our last full week, actually, of spring training games.
So God, finally.
Coming up. We're getting near the end. Cam, could you tell us about Johnny Londoff Chevrolet, our title sponsor of the program?
Corner of Washington and Elizabeth. Corner of Washington and
Washington
Elizabeth.
They actually, I don't have my sheet.
Oh, that's fine. We'll do it later.
I thought I saw your Equinox from 1990.
I mean, if you want me to get up and go get it, I didn't come prepared for that.
Well, I'll tell you what. We'll talk about Johnny Londoff Chevrolet later on in the program.
Good, listen, I got some other things I got to.
Anything
that?
They come in, they'll match it.
They'll match it. Anything. The Equinoxes are
19.9.
I think they're 18.9. Equinoxes are okay. 18. No, the Silverados are 19.9.
All
the
right.
truck that I have.
And there's one at 9,800.
There is one. Oh, it's a Spark. It's 9,800.
Sparks are 9,800.
That's unbelievable to think about.
It's off 270.
It's off 270 Washington Elizabeth exit in beautiful Florissant, Missouri.
So you practically
Chevy. Find your roads.
Find your roads. Right on, baby.
Courtney D on the text line says Tatum needs more time in college. I've been a Duke fan since 1990. He didn't impress me this season.
Yeah,
he
impressed. He's right, but the NBA he's absolutely right for developmental purposes. But the NBA doesn't draft based on how well you play. They draft based on your potential.
And they've seen enough from him earlier. He looked pretty good in that ACC tournament. I think you've seen enough from Tatum.
You know what? I am going to talk about Johnny Londo.
Oh, okay.
I am.
All right.
Because they're good friends of
You're
ours.
You're more prepared than you thought.
No, I am more prepared than you thought. Spring has arrived early at Johnny Londoff Chevrolet, and the savings are in full bloom. That means everyone can save lots of green on every vehicle on the lot. Our lot is packed with over 1,000 new and pre-owned vehicles.
Our lot, yes.
Priced to sell, and we promise to meet or beat any deal in town. Hurry in and take full advantage of these crazy discounts. Quite frankly, they have way too much inventory. I mean, way too much inventory. That means they've slashed the price on every vehicle in the lot. Sparks, $9,800. You crazy? Cruises, $14,100. Malibus, $17,900. Equinoxes, $19,900. You were right, TJ.
You kidding me?
Silverados from $19,900. That's my truck, baby. Uh-huh. Johnny Love Chevrolet will not be undersold, period. Bring anyone else's advertised price, and they will beat it down. Big time. Visit us at the intersection of Highway 270, Washington Elizabeth exit, 24/7 at Londoff.com or call 314-837-1800. That's 314-837-1800. Come in today and get a fresh deal at the Johnny Londoff Chevrolet Spring Clearance Sale. Chevy, find new roads.
I think
that was all off the cuff, too, by the way.
We pretty much nailed it the first time.
You're right. That was off the cuff. Before, I'm getting good, baby.
Before we go to break, Brandon in St. Charles imagines what a TJ Moe date might sound like in the car. Moe with his first down after a gain of 6, the first down fueled by Missouri Corn. Mike Kelly reading it in the car. I can totally see that.
Way back when, Randy Mullman, who was filling in for Frank earlier, he used to do this really awkward thing because the fans couldn't quite catch on what he was doing. They'd say, TJ, and then the fans were all supposed to say Moe, but then he'd say Moe at the end, so people didn't know what to do, and Coach Pinkel put a stop to that very quickly. If he would have notified them what they were trying to do, they were all trying to participate, and they would say Mo, but then he would say Mo, and it was very awkward, really.
So what, Pinkel just went up Pinkel and said, stop doing this?
Well, his thing was, we're not about individuals here.
That's how Lou was, too.
Yeah. Which I'm totally cool with because I thought it was weird. But I appreciated what Randy was trying. He was just trying to get the crowd into it. You know
of
what
course.
I mean?
Yeah. You got to do what you got to do,
baby. I love Randy. I think he's very good.
Eric Messersmith, Cam Jansen, TJ Moe, Hanning H. Matt Whitener with you. It's the Line Change driven by Johnny Londoff Chevrolet on 590 The Fan, 105.7 HG2 FM, and InsideSTL.com.